Hello, my name is Kylie or Kai, and today we're going to talk about two methods. First one is the pill method, which is pretty simple, and the second one we're going to talk about is the Julia method. So for the pill method, first thing you pretty much want to do is, I guess, get your script. If you've written it down, put under your pillow, and then if you'd also want, you can write affirmations. But make sure you believe in those affirmations. So like I said in another one, like affirmations could be like, I can shift. Shifting comes easy to me. Then you can also look up several more. Or look up videos on like ideas and stuff. And then just put them under your pillow. Make sure you believe in those affirmations that you can actually do them. And then just lay in a comfortable position in your bed. You're going to fall asleep for this method also. And so as you fall asleep, you can repeat those affirmations that you wrote down, or you can just say different ones. And or you can just visualize your DR and then go to sleep. It's really simple. So yeah. Now we're going to get into the Julia method. This method I actually prefer over the others. I usually listen to, like, guided meditation for the Julia method, because I have trouble memorizing, like, everything I chose to do, so I just listen to whoever's talking and just do what they say. So, first, before doing anything, really, getting into the actual method, you should, maybe even read over your script. And meditate for about 5 to 15 minutes, maybe 20, whatever you're most comfortable with, until you're relaxed and just your mind's a bit more clear. Just so you have that right mindset for it. So you can just do breathing exercises and that stuff to calm yourself, or you can look up a meditation, like just a plain old meditation on YouTube. Maybe something you'd do at, like, school for, like, mental health things. Because that's what my school did. You can just do those. I mean, they really work, though. And after you meditate for a little bit, once you feel like you're ready and relaxed, your mind's cleared, then you can repeat I am in your head. Make sure you're in your bed and you're laying down, you're comfortable in a position which you're going to be staying at for a bit. So repeat, I am, like, in your head. Like, I am, I am, I am. Until you get tingling, numbness, itchiness, dizziness, twitching, or just, like, the urge to move, which are just shifting symptoms. If you don't get shifting symptoms, that's perfectly all right. So, like, once you feel like you're ready to do the next step, then you can. Just, because not everyone's journey is the same. Everyone's different, and that's fine. Doesn't mean you're less, not as close you as others. So don't get discouraged. Then after you may or may not get those symptoms, but once you feel like you're ready, start saying things in your head that are, like, related to your DR, or you can say affirmations. So, if you were to say things about your DR, say, like, your name, I guess, your age, if you changed it. I don't really recommend changing your age too much. Maybe only, like, 1 or 2 years, your difference. But if you changed your name, that's perfectly fine. Just say your DR name, and yeah. Or, like, say who you love, if you have, like, a significant other or anything. Maybe say who your friends are, where you go to school, who your best friend is, if you're specific. Or just describe things, like where you might wake up. I forgot to say, I think, no, I did. So we were going to, you can, sorry. So you can say, like, where you're going to wake up once you transition into your DR self, DR body. So yeah, say simple things like that. Or you can say affirmations. You know the affirmations I say, so. Yeah, so you keep saying those certain things until you feel like you're completely disconnected from your body, I guess. Which means you may feel like you're floating also. I don't think I've gone that far. Because usually I like fall asleep or something. But yeah. And then once you maybe feel like you're floating or anything like that, or I guess what we feel like is disconnection from your body, you can start visualizing your DR until you feel like your surroundings have changed. Then open your eyes and you'll be there. So like seriously, literally open your eyes. But make sure your surroundings have fully changed so you don't open them too early. But yeah, because some people ask in like certain TikTok comment sections, like, do you actually open your eyes? The answer is yes. I believe so. Yes, you do. And you should be there. But make sure everything's changed. So, yeah. But remember, this may not work for everybody. So, I mean, you can always tweak it also. But just keep trying. Don't give up. And I believe in you guys. So thank you for listening. Have a nice day or night. And yeah. Bye.